Pablo Alcaraz has a lot of titles: cartoonist, artist, satirist, radio host. His long-running daily comic strip, La Cucaracha, is the first nationally syndicated, politically themed Latino comic strip. And now Lalo's set to hit the small screen as the writer for the new Seth MacFarlane animated comedy, Border Town.
Welcome to a town at a cultural crossroads. This is Mexifornia.
We've got a Native American, an Asian couple, and I even managed to find a white guy.
Is that some kind of insult? We're still in charge. We still have the vice presidency.
The show is set to debut next January on Fox and centers around two families living in a southwestern town. We'll let Lalo describe the main characters. He's speaking to us from KPCC in Pasadena. Lalo, who are they?
Well, the two main characters are Bud Buchwald, kind of a befuddled border patrolman, probably the worst border patrolman in the whole North American continent. And he is just kind of a knucklehead in the Homer Simpson, Peter Griffin mode. And he cannot stand his neighbor, a Mexican immigrant, Ernesto Gonzalez, who has been in the U.S. for 20, 30 years and is doing way better than Bud Buchwald.
Is Bud Buchwald, is he sort of an updated Archie Bunker?
He definitely, and that's like the in-joke inside the show because, you know, that's the departure point for that character. The world is moved past him and he cannot comprehend what's going on. And so a lot of the comedy comes out of that. You know, the show is set in a border town, but it's really the metaphor for the changing demographics of the U.S.
Now, another Seth MacFarlane show, Family Guy, it's known for being kind of an equal opportunity offender. Who do you expect to offend with Border Town?
Well, you know, if there's a group called the Redneck Anti-Defamation League, I think they would be interested in being against this show because there's a lot of jokes about that. But that's like anything on television. But I think people that are very sensitive about comedic representations of Latinos, they might not want to watch this show because the show is very funny. My job on the show really is, I mean, I am a consulting producer and a writer on the show. And I've been doing, you know, political satire for 25 years at least. And I think I know my way around the Latino topic and the immigrant topic.
I was wondering because, you know, as a cartoonist and satirist and the various things you do, you kind of work on your own. You choose your own topics. You choose how far to go. Has there been any challenges to working in a group and sort of finding consensus in how to do this?
Oh, well, it's a new experience. When I walked in the first day, I told them, if I seem awkward, I told the whole room of comedy writers, if I seem awkward, it's because I've worked as a cartoonist alone for 25 years in my own room. So please bear with me. Human contact, something new for me.
I wonder how your own upbringing influenced your decision to get into kind of satire in general. I mean, you've studied art, you've studied architecture. You're as much of an artist as anything else, but you've chosen political satire. Why that?
I grew up an angry young cholo growing up on the border in San Diego, California. And I grew up seeing how my Mexican immigrant parents were mistreated and taken advantage of by their bosses and by the system. So I grew up angry and not really focused about why until I met Chicano artists and I met teachers that helped me focus my energy and my rage into using my natural ability to draw and write.
You mentioned you've been doing satire for, you know, like 25 years, much of it on kind of Latino issues and immigration issues. Do you ever find yourself kind of confronting the same issue you dealt with 25 years ago, but in a different way?
Oh, gosh. I mean, when the Arizona SB 1070 Show Me Your Papers law came up, I mean, that was just a replay of the Proposition 187 law from 1994, you know. And yeah, it's a little frustrating when you see these things. Sometimes you feel like, what am I doing this for? But, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm just trying to shed light and that's all you can hope for.
But the fact that you're now writing for a Fox animated comedy, doesn't that say something about where these issues are? You're not just the alt comic, you know, in Southern California.
Yeah. You know, a few years ago when people started talking about immigration every day as a news story, I mean, that was a moment for me. I realized, like, yeah, you know, I mean, immigration has always been a historic topic and a news topic, but now it's every day. And something has changed, you know, where there's a big shift in this country. It's a new reality. So, I'm happy that I'm still alive to be able to engage in the mainstream.
Lalo Alcaraz is a satirist, syndicated cartoonist, and now a writer on the upcoming Seth MacFarlane comedy Bordertown on Fox. Thanks so much, Lalo.
Thank you, Carol.
You're listening to The World.